Good evening. The show begins tonight in Gaza. Diplomacy. Doubts about diplomacy. Conversation with Mary Kissel of the State Department. Late. And then state thinking about the class of 2024. On campus right now if they get their graduations done. They came in with the pandemic and remote learning. They struggled through the George Floyd summer of discontent. They then were greeted with a campus of DEI domination. And now exit Gaza, whatever it means to them. Wish them well. They'll correct. They're young people and they learn quick. And their temperament right now is not ready for the prime time. Soon enough, many years, they have youth. And then to China. China's state manufacturing subsidies are no more, I learned from Chris Riegel, meaning that the advantage that the manufacturer export model had is gone, and there's no appetite for the Chinese factory floor as there was 10 or 20 years ago. No subsidies, no demand, unemployment massive. Then Francis Rose talks to the Vice Chief of Naval Operations about data management in the fleet, a brave new world. Off to Brussels for Theresa Fallon's comments on the pending EU elections and revelations of Chinese spies everywhere, in Britain, in France, in Brussels, everywhere, Chinese influence peddlers. Not very secretive, caught pretty easily, but there it is. And then conversation with Gordon and Rick Fisher about China putting pressure on Tesla's owner, Musk, and could it influence his decisions about SpaceX? It's a question. Doesn't require an answer, just a good question. Off to India, Modi. Sadanandatume mentions that Modi is strangely not hobbled by any corruption scandal, as was the case for previous prime ministers. Why not? He has answers. One of them is clever. There's such a thing in China, in India, called the washing machine. It's where you take a politician who's been scarred by corruption and you put him in through the washing machine and suddenly he's a good politician. The washing machine. And then the Wagner Group, now called the Africa Corps, and blood gold for Russia. And who's the customer? Is it a coincidence that China's buying gold? Off to job openings in China. I'm told by Ann Stevens and Yang that there are lots of new job openings in China. There are no jobs attached to them, but the metric of lots of new job openings pleases the bosses. The Philippines, under water cannon and ramming assault by the Chinese Coast Guard. More of the bully tactics that don't work. The Biden administration considering endorsing, accepting, no longer rebuking the Assad regime. Josh Rogan joins to explain strange decision. And then the Maduro regime, Alison Federica, talks about the pending election in Venezuela. Off to France, where Simon Constable reports bucketing of rain. Bucketing, week after week, day after day, washing the fields of France. We also talk about the high price of coffee, imminently. And Simon has some tips as to how to make your coffee last longer and also not be as expensive as it can be. SpaceX, conversation with Bob Zimmerman about the schedule for the lunar landing in 2026. Bob doubts it. That date will slip. Why not? And then Comet 67P CG and the biomarker that isn't there, found by an enterprising young scientist. Good. Lots more. I hope you enjoy the show. Thank you.